This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. He was on my show back in February. We're talking about U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Their stock's trading around 45 to 50 cents a share with a market cap of just around 7.6 million. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, is the CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Everett. It's great.
Radiation Detection Holding Company, that's what you guys do. That being said, why are the medical isotopes being rationed or withheld, if you will, for diagnostic cancer scans and treatments around the world?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it's a pretty desperate situation. There's about a 40-50% shortage in this $10 billion market for medical isotopes, and they're only being produced by these ancient, 40-year-old reactors. There's one in Australia, one in South Africa, one in Russia. I think there's one in Belgium. And nothing in the United States or even North America. And there's a terrible need for more isotopes. And what happens if you go to the hospital? Maybe the doctor thinks that you need a nuclear medicine scan, but then he can't get the isotopes, so maybe he does some other X-ray or some other scan, but not the best one. He doesn't tell you that he's preventing you from getting the scan that you need, but in fact, he's getting secondhand information. And
hey, Bob, let me interject you just for a second. Break it down for myself and my listeners who are not up on their isotopes. What is an isotope, and what is it for?
Okay, sure. So when you go to the hospital and you have a complaint, so the doctor has to diagnose you and figure out what it is. A lot of times that involves taking multiple scans. Some of those, MRI or whatever, do not use radioactivity, but some of them do use radioactivity because they want to see inside your body.
Right.
So they give a radioactive chemical that will go to the organ, your bones or your liver, your heart, whatever they want to look at, and then the X-rays shine out of your body, and the scanner can see those, and so that's why it's a very useful technique. And a lot of the different scans are good, but the nuclear medicine ones will actually show you not just bone density and stuff like that, but we'll actually show you if the organ's doing its proper job.
And what is the U.S. government doing about this?
Yeah, that's a good point. They're very excited about it. They just have awarded well over $60 million to 8 different companies, total $60 million for 8 companies, to go ahead with their projects to get new sources for these radioisotopes. And of those 8, so one of those 8 is MIFTEC, and which we own 10% of MIFTEC. We have non-diluting shares, but more importantly, we have exclusive manufacturing rights for their radioisotope generators. And only 3 of the companies the government is giving money to have near-term supply dates. All the others, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, to get started. And, of course, when you have a shortage, you don't want to hear a long time.
And, MIFTEC solution, how did you guys get involved in that, and why them?
Just the right question. So most of these suppliers, I guess all the suppliers except for MIFTEC, are using old fission reactors or accelerators. They use enriched uranium, which is, as you know, a danger for proliferation.
Absolutely.
And also creates tremendous storage problems with the nuclear waste. got to store it for hundreds or thousands of years. MIFTEC uses a seawater, deuterium from the seawater, and has no long-lived waste afterwards. And the MIFTEC solution is to make a modular system instead of the huge, you know, accelerators that are the size of a football field or nuclear reactors that have hundreds of people working 24 hours at them. The NukeSafe solution is a modular solution, small enough so an individual hospital could get one or a group of hospitals could put one in. And they deliver just on time. They're going to deliver just on time isotopes. These things, these isotopes, the doctor selects them to have a very short half-life, very short time in your body before they decay, which is wonderful. But if you're shipping it from South Africa, it's mostly all gone by the time it gets to your doctor.
Exactly.
So what a waste of money. So we have just-on-time delivery, and also ours is scalable. If this is, as I said, this is like a $5 billion shortage. If one of these eight companies puts up a new nuclear reactor, maybe they'll fill, you know, 10% of the problem, maybe 20% of the problem, but there'll be room for us and them both to help fix this problem.
My guest today has been U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, let me ask you this. You know, 2018 wasn't a bad year for you. Can you tell me what's in store for 2019, especially the second and third quarter?
Well, yes, sir. So we did just under $4 million this in revenues this year. Next year we're projecting 5.5 million in shipments. We'll find that our products are catching on very well. We make doorway monitors. We make drones with radiation and chemical sensors on them for first responders. So we have instruments that are in demand at hospitals, at power plants, at national laboratories, and at universities.
Well, let me ask you this before I let you go. We're running out of time, but I do want to ask you this. What would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
That U.S. Nuclear Corp. is a strong, growing company, and it's available on the exchange, and we think it's a good price.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. For my listeners, if you're looking for a technology company that specializes in radiation detection holding companies, look no further than U.S. Nuclear Corp. Find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thanks for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give me an update of what's going on, and especially with your company, with the new products and everything. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Everett. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.